The need out here in the Waikato Delta is huge. There's about 4,500 homes within the state of Alaska that are without, or actually that are not on a pipe water and sewer system. Half of those are just in here in the Waikato Delta in our region. And the needs are huge. The systems are very expensive. What we try to do is we encourage and work with our senators and congressmen to bring up other peers of theirs, and we try to showcase the region and what the need is every summer, and actually in the winter too sometimes, just so that they can experience the tremendous needs that we have regarding rural sanitation. Until you see it and experience it, it's a lot different than looking at it on a piece of paper as a budget item. And that always makes a huge impact on anyone that we showcase our region to. So it's something that when they go back east, they hopefully take a second look at those items and realize what the need is and how much that they can actually affect to have positive change in our region when they do those budget reviews.
And what are the health effects of not having piped water and flush toilets?
Yeah, so respiratory illnesses, it's been shown through a series of studies that the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium and the CDC have worked on in years past. They've demonstrated that respiratory illness is higher in those communities that don't have piped water and sewer. And actually, it's really about having enough water, so many gallons per day, and having that availability to you and your family, where that it'll have an effect so long as you have enough water coming into your home, where you actually have it available, you're being able to use it, and we've seen cellulitis and skin infections and respiratory illness decline because of that.
You know, I was just, as I was leaving KYUK, the janitor was there, and she was telling me about her mother who lived in, I think, Quigillinock, but where they actually chip ice out of a river. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, do you know, is that, it seems to me like it's one thing to go to the water tank and get the water put in jugs. And then it's even, I mean, to go to a river and chip ice out, it seems just extraordinary. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, so my family in Gweethluk, until last year, that's how they got their water. All winter they would go to the watering hole across from the Gweethluk River, and there's a watering point there. And they would go there and get their water. There is a watering station in Gweethluk, but they were raised a very traditional way and wanted the river water for their household. And this year, I was just telling Brian earlier that I got a call one night from my mother-in-law, and she was all excited. And if you know her, I don't usually get phone calls from her in the night. And so she called me and she goes, "Guess what?" And I was like, "What?" And she said, "I just finished doing the dishes in my sink with the water from the faucet for the first time. And I wanted to let you know how exciting that was." And she was just giddy, you know, with excitement. And she's not that way every day. Okay. She's very quiet and reserved. And so that told me a lot. And, she was just so happy that they had just hooked up their water system for the very first time in Gweethluk, and she was just ecstatic with that. But I've certainly grown up with having to do that, going back to the villages and helping out with my family and hauling water. And, you know, that's – you get used to that. You get used to doing certain things. But really, I think where the effect of having a pipe water and sewer system is really with the health effects. Oftentimes, our people are in overcrowded situations. We have a lot of extended family in our households. And so water becomes that much more important. So everyone is clean, and it reduces the effects or reduces the chances of getting cellulitis and of course, respiratory illness. So it's that much more important. So, sure, it's harder when you don't have pipe, water, and sewer because you have to do the chores about going out and getting it. But really, where the effects are is on the health side. That's where the improvements are. So both on the state and federal side, what we've seen is a decline over the last decade. If you've looked at the monies and how much money was coming in and what the need is, there's been a decrease in funding. And that's why it's even that much more important right now to get the policymakers out here so that they can actually realize that we're getting so close. We only have 4,500 more homes in the state of Alaska, and we're getting so close to closing that gap that even that much more effort and determination is needed now to close that last gap.
So anything else to add?
Just that the need is so huge, and so many people from Washington, D.C. don't realize actually the living conditions that a lot of our people are in, and that this is such a this money that we're talking about is really such a small amount when you look at the total budget for the Indian Health Service or for the USDA, that if there was a sustained effort over the next 5 to 10 years with enough funding, it could really make a difference for a lot of people in improving their lives.
And what about maintenance? I mean, where's that?
So when you look at our systems, what we really focus on is advocacy with public policymakers. We look at system and design, and we look at maintenance. And maintenance is also a huge issue. There's a big R&D piece there. We think that more money needs to be spent on the research and development piece so we can get our systems to a low-cost system as possible with ease of maintenance. That's really critical. We have some systems that are very expensive and hard to maintain. And then with the skill set that we have out in our region and the training needs, it makes it that much more difficult to do that with a very complicated water system. So more money in R&D and maintenance is always needed.